This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H-Town. Let's get your work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it.
All right. Good morning. Happy Tuesday. Sean Bajani in for Sean Pendergast. Seth Payne along as well. If you'd like to be a part of the show, hit us up at any time, 713-572-4610. You can call or text. Seth, you and I were just kind of catching up before the start of the show. Is this awkward at all for you?
Why? Because why?
because I threatened you blindly about a month ago that I was going to kick your ass.
Oh, in a boxing match. I genuinely forgot about that. I respected that.
Man.
You know what? That's interesting, Sean. I'm glad you brought that up because I do believe this about you. I believe that you would fight me. And that's one of the things that I had said about Nick Cayley. I'm watching Nick Cayley, and Nick Cayley's not a huge guy at all. And he didn't play at John Carroll University. He had started off at Walsh University or something.
Yeah.
And was not a big guy. He was a punter and a defensive back, I think, but he got injured, went to John Carroll and was involved. But he's a smaller guy. But I get the sense, listening to him talk, I'm like, yeah, this guy would fight anybody. I think I'm always looking for that. Out of NFL coaches in general, there needs to be a certain amount of physical courage and toughness.
Yeah, a little crazy.
Because you gotta stand up. You got to stand up to some big dudes every now and then when they get irritated. And I very much feel that about Nick Cayley, that he'd fight you. And I to you too, Sean. I know I'm much larger than you and et cetera, but I believe you would fight me. So I respect you for that.
Well, I worked myself up to that. It just started with a little verbal diarrhea at night. And I was like, yeah, what the heck? Let's talk a little crap.
But plus, you were talking about a boxing match, right?
Oh, so it was relevant,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, if it was like a street fight or something, that's always different because you guys, you've watched enough YouTube. Sometimes big guys don't even know how to fight. If the size difference is enough and the guy doesn't really know what he's doing, the smaller guy, you can toss a guy around. But boxing's a whole different story.
I don't
get cocky about anything really when it comes to boxing because I know the one thing that made me nervous is that if you actually have boxing training or something, that's a whole different deal because then you can get inside and just tap tap tap.
Yeah, well, and I don't I'm crazy, but I'm not that crazy. we ended up talking to some guy on the night show that Patrick knows, and he runs like a bare knuckle fighting ring, and I'm just like, yeah, that's, he's like 36-37 years old, and he'd boxed for like, I don't know, 15 years, and he'd said, nah, I'm retired, so let's try bare knuckle. Like, you retire from boxing wearing the gloves, and now you're going to go.
I thought that was illegal. I guess.
No, it's.
I guess nothing's illegal if you can just find it and put it on the internet.
MMA and UFC do exist, and so bare knuckle, what is that? you know.
That's true. Yeah, well, but with no gloves at all.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to have to watch their – do they have a YouTube?
I'm sure they do, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure
well, you know, that's – back in the day, that's why those boxing matches would take, like – they take 12 hours sometimes when really good fighters got together.
Yeah.
Because there was a very – there's a strategy for, you know, like boxing bare-fisted. You can't – you just can't go in there hauling haymakers and survive.
You had the old-school motion there, just – you know, like you see.
Yeah,
the
I wonder. I got to look into that. I think there might have been a rule that you had to punch like with the back of your hand. Like that was one of the things. Like you realize that if you actually bare fist box for any amount of time, people are going to die pretty regularly amongst professionals. So that I think they had to punch with the back of their hands.
Yeah.
It became very. That's like the sword fights in the movies or any kind of martial arts. The experts will always tell you, in real life, these things are over in 30 seconds because it's it's like it's too lethal with a sword fight. But in the movies, you know, you somehow make it look like, oh yeah, these two expert swordsmen could have a 5-minute sword fight. Apparently in real life, it wouldn't work out.
Yeah, I don't think so. I wouldn't want to find out anyway.
You like watch fencing. Fencing, it's like, oh, one point is also, oh, I'd have a sword through my heart. You know, like so you can't. You gotta find ways to make it safer.
You know, I always wanted to try that. Actually, there's a place in town where you can actually do that. I might have to do that at some point in time. But I like the whole fencing idea because, you know, it didn't especially with like the little joust. Like they have the ball on the end, so you don't really get poked. You know, just kind of bounces off of you. I would like to try that. That's more up my alley.
To wear that cool mask where you look like a mosquito.
Yeah, it's like a beekeeper mask.
Yeah, more like a bee, huh? Yeah, you look like a bee with those bee's eyes, yeah.
Oh, man.
Or a beekeeper, but I like thinking I'm a bee.
Hey, happy Lance McCullers Day.
Yeah, happy Lance McCullers, who's the person who harassed him online, it turns out, is from a foreign country, undisclosed as of right now, but I will extradite this SOB.
Yeah, and from where? we got to find
guy
out.
Who claims that he was drunk and upset, and that's why he threatened the lives of Lance's young children. And he apologized through authorities to Lance, but it does appear that he's in no imminent danger. As you probably expect, except still, it's kind of jarring when somebody threatens to kill your children.
So look, we'll have more on this a little bit later on, but. I found this very odd. I think it was on Friday. Correct me if I'm wrong. But that randomly on Friday, we'd finally learned that Lance McCullers Jr. had 24-hour security. Like, that was a report, and Jim Crane ended up stepping up. He flipped the bill for 24-hour security for Lance McCullers and his family. All this happened, like, 3 weeks ago. It was after, I believe, his second start, and now he's about to make his sixth start for the Astros in his return. So it's been a little bit. We learn about that on Friday, and then yesterday afternoon, HPD announced that they had found out who this person was, an overseas bettor, but the details were kind of sketch. Like, he was drunk. He had, like, lost a lot of money, apparently, betting on the Astros that particular day that Lance had thrown. And it happened. But I thought, like, okay, does this make you feel better if you're Lance McCullers and family? Like, okay, this guy's overseas. You know, he was drunk. He's apologized. The whole thing. This has been rectified. Are you keeping 24-hour security just in case anyway?
No, I don't think so. I think the fact that the guy left enough of a digital footprint and everything that you know he's not an actual professional. He's probably already got restrictions on him in traveling to the U.S. now. And I would guess that his story checks out. People are so stupid, especially when they're drunk.
They are stupid.
I can attest to that.
The problem is, I thought, like, this gives people ideas, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, somebody out there that wasn't thinking along those lines, and maybe drunk and stupid, too. I would be very, very nervous to, like, just, oh, okay, they got this guy. Oh, overseas better,
no.
Drunk. Yeah.
Who knows how I would react in that situation, obviously. But I think in general, if you think about people getting killed over poor performances in sports, it usually really involves something with organized crime and where the athlete himself may have been involved with some kind of point shaving or anything.
Yeah.
I feel like this isn't, this is not a Pulp Fiction type of situation, you know? I don't think, although, I mean, Lance did allow, let's see how many runs that day. That was seven earned runs on that day. So, I don't think so. Again, it's one of those things. You don't necessarily need security. You just need to maybe try to cleanse your soul about how the human condition, and realize, like, all right, yep, there's some ugliness out there and stupidity, but I just gotta keep motoring on. I don't know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We get a text message from Joe in Minnesota. He said, Bajani and Seth sharing the airways together. We're either in for a real treat or this is going to fall off the rails real quick. I have a feeling the show rundown will take a backseat this morning.
Yeah, we're going to have some fun, probably. Everybody. We're just, screw you and your need for a nice, steady, and even timeline.
Another texter says, bare knuckle boxing is safer than regular boxing. Look it up. I don't know about that. I don't know.
Well, let that guy tell me. Fill me in so I don't have to do the research myself. You've got to have rules in place, right, to keep it from being... Or maybe it's just because the threat of getting... I would imagine if you're doing bare knuckles, you're a lot more defensive. You're going to Mayweather it up because you just got to be really sure you're not getting caught. Which, yeah, I bet it's more boring than you'd expect when it's two skilled fighters. Now, if it's one skilled fighter and one jamoke, some drunken guy in a foreign country who's threatening Lance McCullers online or what have you, then it's probably pretty ugly.
Yeah, I would imagine it's not a 12-rounder, maybe closer to like a 3-5, and maybe 2-minute rounds or something like that. But then that would promote like, okay, well, I don't have time to mess around and dance. I got to go get this guy. So I don't know if Lance, it's safer. I don't know if I buy that.
This is the fun thing about tonight versus the Pirates. And you might think like, it's the Pirates. It's McCullers versus Paul Skeens.
Yeah, yeah.
And the poor Pirates who have been, their fan base is so beaten down to the point where they have to hear about trade rumors with Paul Skeens, one of the best young talents in the league, because they don't know what to do with anybody when they have talent. But Lance McCullers, who's by and large shown steady and solid progression here. He goes 6 innings his last outing. It was really that second. That first game, he didn't allow any runs, but it was kind of hairy.
Yeah, it was rough.
He could have allowed 0 runs or 5 runs in that game. And these last few games, he's kind of steadily upped the ante. He goes 6 innings in his last outing, allowed 3 runs, but he just looks a lot closer to the old Lance McCullers. So I think Lance, I love seeing him in this situation going head-to-head against somebody like Skeens, because I think that he's probably dialed in and focused, and we might see a classic Lance McCullers effort.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head. You know, in light of these death threats, you know, the fact that he's been able to compartmentalize that, and literally after that whole unfortunate situation took place, he's taken his game to a different level. Never mind, you know, he's coming off of you know, multiple surgeries, having not pitched in 2 years, and trying to, you know, reinvent himself on the mound. And he's done it exceptionally well to this point. I don't know that Lance McCullers is really going to be able to get the proper respect and admiration for what he's currently doing that he should, because people were out on Lance for months, and I was shocked. I could not believe it, but I'm very happy for the guy to see him having the success that he is. And could you imagine having a better pitching matchup, you know, for him tonight? Like, he's got to be salivating. Like, man, you know, Paul Skenes is on the opposite side. We could very well be in for one of those, 1-0, 2-1 type of Astro games that drive us all crazy tonight.
Like Sunday's, right, Sunday. Well, I mean, Sunday's game with Hunter Brown, that was a pitcher's battle where Hunter Brown wasn't even at his best.
That was
it was tense, but it was fun. Especially given that the bullpen showed I'm kind of trying to look at this Rays series as, all right, this is one of the best bullpens in the major leagues.
Yeah.
And yet, if your bullpen is going to have a meltdown, I'm kind of glad that it happened to multiple guys in two games in one series, and you end up splitting the series. Because I don't, unless this is a continuing trend, obviously, I'm willing to just hopefully just flush that and think, yep, everybody has some bad performances, and they just happen to have multiple bad performances from various guys.
Yeah, I think it's a good point. I got some thoughts on that. We can touch on that when we return. We'll also get to this, a Texans retirement and a possible return. That's coming up next. Sean Pendergast, Seth Payne, Sean Bajani in for Pendergast. Stay there. It's Sports Radio 610.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.